Welcome to the IdahoSports.com Fall Football Online Preview. Will Henneke here, joined by the head coach of Fruitland High School, Ryan Tracy. Coach Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to join us here, 3A Snake River Valley Conference. It has been quite the run for Fruitland over, I would say, the better part of the last decade. Some people may say, you know, ho-hum, you know, just another state championship appearance. But when I look here, you actually list your team motto as Restore the Order. Can you tell me a little bit about that motto and why Fruitland chose that for this season?
Well, our seniors picked that motto, and they felt like we had a couple games last year that we didn't play as well as what we should have. And they want to line things back up in the order that they feel it should be. And so they wanted that motto to remind them every day of where we feel Fruitland should be at. And so that's what they're using as motivation this year.
The Grizzlies have been to several state championship games over about, you know, within the last decade or so. In a smaller town, in a smaller community, how hard is that? What does that speak to, you know, not only the kitchen, the kids, but the coaches, the administrators, to be able to just do that year after year after year to produce such a high caliber of football team?
Oh, man, I don't know. To me, it's just happening, you know, and to say how hard that it is to do it, I can't really answer that because I don't know anything else, you know. And our administration just supports us 110%. My assistant coaches and the coaches that we've had here in the past at Fruitland just do a tremendous job at coaching guys. And you know, and along the way, we had a lot of luck too. So those are all things that have taken place to help us out for sure.
And I think the thing that would be remarkable to a lot of people in the Treasure Valley area who follow the SRV, it's not like you're doing it in a cream puff conference here. You've got Weezer that's perennially one of the tougher teams in 3A in the state. Homedale has had some tremendous teams in recent years. Payette has had some good years. You've had to do it against some top-flight opposition.
Yeah, I'd like to think the SRV, especially with them coming into our league now and stuff, it's the toughest league in the state. And, you know, it speaks volume to the system that we run here at Fruitland High School. Kids buy into it, the community buys into it, administration's bought into it, and then coaches have bought into it. And so when you get in those tough ball games and stuff, and kids have ran buck sweeps since the beginning of time, since they first put on shoulder pads, and they're at the high school, you know, they're in the high school game and they're going, it's just second nature to them. And I just think our system has helped prevail us to where we're at today.
Fruitland High School, obviously the community really rallies around that town or that team, I should say. I can't tell you how many times I've been out to games out there, and there have been people just lining all the way around. Just for people who've never been to Fruitland on a Friday night for a home game, just tell people a little bit what it's like.
Well, as a coach, I guess I haven't really been a spectator there before, but as a coach, you sit in the locker room and in our coach's office, and we're getting ready, and we got the band doing the drums and marching out to the field. You got people coming in, and as you walk out to the field, you got people talking to you and telling you good luck and stuff. And then when the lights come on, our players just go, they play, you know. And sometimes during the week, we don't think they're going hard and stuff, but Friday night, our guys are dialed in, and they're ready to play. And our community and our fans get behind that. They're in the game. It's not like they're sitting back and, you know, just it's the social hour for them. They're there to root for the Grizzlies, and they know if you're getting a first down, they know I only threw it three times in the game or five times in the game, and they're just dialed in too. And so when it creates that atmosphere and then that expectation comes, it's like no other place for sure.
In looking at your list of returning players here, I see Garrett Larson, an offensive and a defensive lineman. He's committed to play football at Boise State. Third Fruitland player in the past couple of years to get an opportunity to go play football. at Boise State. What are you putting in the water out there that's developing these high Division I caliber athletes?
You know, I've felt for years that we've had some kids that are that caliber football player, and I think with Joey Monterano and his I don't know what you'd say publicity of being such a great baseball player and coming into Boise State and this fantastic just being a baseball player and then him getting signing early at Boise State and then Alex Danans signing later and then they went there. They're proving what Fruitland's all about at Boise State right now. And so when they come in and they look at Garrett Larson and he's 6'5", 275 pounds, and he can move and he's long arms and he's aggressive and everything, they know what they're going to get. They know they're going to get a kid that's going to work his tail off, not just on the football field, but also in the classroom. And that's kind of a testament to Joey and Alex of what they've set forth the last year and a half or so while they've been there. So it's one of those things. We hope that we can get another kid in a couple of years or to head there. And we'd like to think that Fruitland's starting to be a little pipeline for Boise State.
Garrett, just one piece of the puzzle in what looks like a pretty good offensive and defensive line for you this year.
Yeah, we got some guys coming back. You know, Christian Ketchy is going to be a great left tackle for us. And then Garrett plays on our right side. And then we have a couple of young kids that are battling that guard with Porter Robb and then Fred Ramirez and then the Phillips kid, Braden Phillips. And so we got some kids there to play with. And then, like last year, P.J. Allen, he's another kid. He's a senior that will be fighting for those guard positions. He played center for us last year because Blake Shepherd got injured in the first game. And actually, Blake Shepherd started as a sophomore on the offensive line. And so we got him back, and he's healthy and ready to go. So we got a good core group of kids right there. And, oh, and then the other, Austin Pimentel is another kid that you can throw in the mix there. So we're just, you know, our offensive line coaches are just going, they're going to find the best five aggressive, fast, physical kids, and then we're going to plug them into where we think they need to be. And we're excited about what this offensive line can do this year.
How important is it to have that depth where you have seven guys vying for five spots, so you don't necessarily have to have the same three or four kids playing every snap on offense and defense and special teams?
Well, it's the difference. I mean, that's the difference winning the state championship and not winning the state championship, you know, because Shelly, when you go against a team like Shelly, and then I'm pretty sure watching Emmett a little bit this summer and stuff, they can platoon guys. And so when you come in there and you can start getting some of your guys some rest on defense or offense, and you can rely on other guys to play some of those positions and play some of those minutes that aren't as vital in the game, it's huge. It's the difference. And like I said, it's the difference of winning a state championship and not winning one, you know, with having that extra depth.
Ryan Tracy, the head coach at Fruitland High School, we appreciate you coming on board for a few minutes, and best of luck this season to you and the Grizzlies.
Hey, thanks for having me.